Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
These arms, cry every night for you.
Steve Bruce, he's got a big head. All right, Jay.
No, I'm a broken man with you two.
Broken biscuits,
mate.
I do, actually. It's lovely. It's very refreshing. Just what I need. Bit of uplifting music. Look at that. Who wouldn't love that?
Ronaldo.
You.
Speaking of Ronaldo, look at that. Viva Ronaldo.
Yes. Go and check that out. Eh?
Go on then. What are we doing today then?
We're talking about the Champions League because guess what? We're in it.
It's back.
And it's back. And we're going to win it, I think. Four is coming and all that. So we're going to talk about that. Get involved in that. Does Cristiano Ronaldo get us over the line?
Four is coming, Shire.
What,
European Cups?
Four, mate. European Cups, stroke Champions Leagues.
Are you trying to step on my turf?
Right. Are you actually taking like ownership now of numbers?
Yep. Numbers followed by is coming.
Right. Is that yours?
Yeah.
Right. So what?
C-3PO is coming.
Yeah.
Whatever. just numbers.
Darth Vader. What?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think maybe four is coming. Get involved in the comments. Let us know whether you agree with that. That's Adam McColl, by the way. I'm Jay Moyer. That's Joe Smith. We're also going to be talking about Harvey Elliott's injury. I'm not laughing at that. It was a horrible injury. I hope he recovers.
You were laughing, though. What was that about?
Because I just thought of something else. You think it's a red... I'm laughing because you think it's a red card. You thought it was a red card, didn't you? Because you're Mr...
In this occasion, yeah. Well, Mr. What?
No.
Mr. What?
Mr. Oh, let's all be mates with everyone. And
funny how the hippie looking Jesus.
Yeah, it's okay to say it's not a red card.
Funny.
That doesn't mean that you're happy that the kids got injured. You can say I'm gutted he's got injured or I'm disappointed he's got injured.
I've never suggested that you think he's happy he's injured.
With people, they've got no comprehension.
Me,
skills.
Point to me. If you mean me, point to me.
Oh, you said it's not a red card, so you're glad he's.
Yeah,
fucking
that's what you're
himself.
Trying to say.
I didn't say
make
that.
It about race.
You said that. You pig. You absolute dick.
Right, so we're going to talk about Paul Pogba, his contract.
Seven.
Yeah,
seven.
We're going to talk about Paul Pogba's contract because apparently he's not signed a deal and he might be about to because this is 2011 or 12.
I think all my DMs on Instagram are paying off.
18 or 19 or 20 or 21 all over again. And of course, Wally of the Week. So do get involved in the comments, in the chat, and let us know what you think about any of that. Give us a like, give us a share, give us a subscribe, and check out the merch as well. Anything else I'm missing out there?
Here,
anything
it?
Else?
No, it's all right. I've got a jacket on. Chill out.
We've already got a super chat. Abhishek says, I'm going to ask this finally. Are you Indian, Adam? You look like someone who could be living... I'm careful because she said what I'm reading out. Be living next door. Sorry for taking the convo into another direction.
Are you living next door?
No comment.
Interesting.
He's a Brummie, mate. Yeah. Oh, actually, no. He's one of the heroes of Manchester, apparently. Yep. Still not over that. That's just, I'll send a strongly worded email
apparently
about
my mic
that one.
Isn't working, but fake news.
Fake news. Right. So top
I
of
am
the
Indian. Well, I'm not half Indian. Well, I'm English, but my dad's Indian.
Do you know what? Right.
That means I'm Indian.
I get this question, and it's never an easy answer for me. Well,
you know, when I'm around Indian,
like, not are you Indian? I get like, what's your ethnic background?
Mm. And when I'm around the whites, I feel too brown.
The whites,
I don't know,
couple whites.
That's the problem with being a mixed breed.
See, I'm mixed race, but I sound like I grew up in a white council state with white family, so I'm very white sounding.
Yeah, but people look at you and see a black guy.
Yeah, but when I talk,
people look at me and see a brown guy.
Yeah, exactly. It's
and
so
then they see my surname. And
yeah, mm. You think, hang on a minute.
Fiddlesticks, what do we have here? What,
whose idea have you picked?
What insult do we throw at this guy? which direction are we going to go in? It's so confusing, I don't know what to do.
Make some Irish
jokes. Yeah, or should we go down the other route.
Should we criticise him about potatoes? Nah, too easy. So maybe difficult. Curry? Potato curry.
Yes, that's the best one.
Hello.
There you go. Covered it. All covered. So... let's get off this topic before we get ourselves cancelled.
I can't cancel myself and be racist myself.
Let's not test that theory just in case. Because you never know nowadays. Anything's possible. Right, we're going to talk about Manchester United first when it comes to the Champions League. Okay. We haven't got any, dog in the fight here when it comes to the bookies, but I'm just going to give you some bookies odds.
Yeah.
Just to let you know where United stand in terms of are we favourites or whatever. Paris Saint-Germain are favourites for the Champions League. To win it outright, they are 10-3. Yeah.
It's later than that.
Get out.
Sorry.
Manchester City is second favourites at 9-2. Chelsea is 7-1. Bayern Munich are 15-2. And Manchester United are 8-1.
Do you know,
the Scousers are 10-1, just to throw that in as well. That's
changed since... No, I looked at them the other day. And we were bigger than that.
I tell you what. Yeah, was this pre or post Ronaldo?
It was yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
What were we yesterday? I mean, this is on a certain bookies, I won't say, but I don't know if you've checked on that one.
Yeah.
Tell you what I don't get, first of all, and I get it, I know what they're doing, they're trying to make it whole numbers. I don't think, 10-3, just have it at 3.3-1.
Nah.
Who gives a fuck? Why does it matter if there's
you can have that, you can decimals. Have those sort of things, decimals. You can convert that into decimals.
Yeah.
That's what you took out of that.
But like, what is that one, 9-2? Just have 4.5-1, who cares?
You know what?
£4.50 for a quid, it's easy. It's not like pounds and pence aren't in decimals already. Does Medin all this 10-3, 16-8 rubbish? Well, that would be 2-1, but you know what I mean? Just because you can't divide it by the number, don't mean you shouldn't be able to just have it to one. Way easier. £1 equals how much you win.
But I think that's easier. Yes. Like, I put £2 on, I get £9 back.
Yeah, but why not have the amount you put on be standardised across all bets? So it's always 2-1, no matter what. That way it's like £1 equals this.
That's what the decimals is.
Yeah, but they don't have decimals on this, that's what I'm saying.
So 10-3
would
be like, what,
3.33 to 1. 3.33 to 1, that's fine.
3.3 recurring to 1?
Yeah.
Is worse than 10-3.
Yeah, well, all right, then have 3.34-1 then, if you're going to be a mardy arse. Anyway, so United.
So if you put loads of money on, you're going to get more than you would at 10-3.
I'm losing the will to live here, lads.
Right.
I'm
on. Go on then.
Even I don't know what we're on about. No. Right. Anyway, United, we're in the mix. Yeah, we're 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth favourites. Yeah? Mm. Which is pretty good, isn't it? Yeah? Is
that right? We're more favourite than Liverpool.
I know. Liverpool at Barcelona. That's
who'd have thunk that?
I know, you wouldn't have thought that, but rightly so, I think.
Yeah.
Because you look at the squad we've got and the players and the fact we've got the greatest player of all time who's still amazing.
And Champions League Varane.
Champions League Varane.
You buy a player and his nickname for Champions League, I mean.
Are you honestly telling me as well that Paul Pogba or Bruno Fernandes aren't going to win the Champions League in their career?
You'd assume so. They've got to.
R9 never won it though, did he?
You and R9, that's your answer to everything, isn't it? Any argument, that's your level.
I love R9.
But R9 didn't.
He didn't have the longevity of even someone like Paul Pogba.
No, but he played for Barca, AC, Inter, Real.
Yeah.
Greatest player of all time.
No.
And he did a rude, though. He played for Real Madrid at the worst time. Just after they won it till left before they won it again. Mm. So it wasn't... He was a bit unfortunate in that respect, if you can call... R9 unfortunate for anything. Stephen Derwin says Ibrahimovic never won the Champions League.
Yeah, he should have won it.
Not just
he's better than R9.
Not just not the fact that Pogba and Bruno have never won it.
didn't just say that.
What? I'm not saying talent wise. I'm not saying single season. But if you are a human being and you're picking the career and the longevity of one over the other,
get involved in the comments. Who was better, Zlatan or R9?
Zlatan has never ever been as good as R9.
I'm not saying he has.
Not even R9.
I'm saying he's better overall.
Nah, bro.
He is.
You'd rather have Zlatan's career than R9.
So if you're saying to me now, you get one of these from 17
and
years
Ronaldo
old
probably till,
they,
smoked crack.
Till they retire and they're staying at United the whole time. Do you know what I mean? If you say, right, you can have one of these, they're both 18 and they're staying R9? At United till they retire, you're taking R9 over Ronaldo, Zlatan. He's still going, he's 39.
I don't know how to be respectful and say this, but I think it's because of your age.
I've seen, I was young when R9 was at his best, but he didn't have the longevity of Ibrahimovic.
I don't care about longevity, bro.
Why wouldn't you not, though?
I care about being the baddest man on the planet.
R9 was the best
striker in the world for a long time.
Yeah, but Zlatan was not far off for an even
longer
time.
Zlatan has never probably been the best striker in the world.
No, I would agree with that. But R9 had his peak for about 3 years.
Nah, longer than that, bro. He played for Barcelona. He come from
when
PSV.
When was he at his best?
Yeah, that's a good question. When was he at his best? What do you think the best
I
R9
think
is?
Inter.
Because there's three R9s. Inter.
That 97, 98 season.
Yeah, around there.
Yeah.
I think Inter. Yeah. But also, he was great for Real Madrid as well. Like, he killed
this
it
is
everywhere
like
he went.
Four or five
bro.
Years, though.
And Brazil as well.
Zlatan's been doing it for 20 plus.
Tearing up a... What World Cup has Zlatan
been playing for Sweden. What is he going to win?
No, but you're not saying win it, but you could still, like, 98, R9 teared up that World Cup.
He's amazing.
Never won it.
He's amazing. He's one of the best strikers ever. But if you're saying
R9's the greatest
striker
ever.
No, he's not.
Most
he's not better than Ronaldo, for starters.
I don't look at Ronaldo. Ronaldo's changed over his career in it. R9 was an out-and-out striker. He's the greatest of all time.
I think most people here, a lot of people agreeing with you, Maka, to be honest with you. Zlatan, someone's laughing there.
Zlatan
is overrated. He's not overrated.
R9 ahead of Messi and Ronaldo sometimes.
Zlatan's not overrated. I just think that's a different thing. No.
For ability.
No, he's not better than Messi for ability.
R9 is, man.
I think R9.
I put R9 above Ronaldo and Messi.
That's stupid.
I wouldn't put I'd put R9
because he hasn't got the single seasons that they've had, and he obviously doesn't have the longevity that they've had.
So good.
He was so good.
Such the nerve here. Yeah. Right, can we just both agree that Danny Welbeck was better than both of them?
I think they're both great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that R9 wasn't great. I'm just saying he had 5 years where he was top class, maybe
he's
four.
Longer than that, man.
It's not. He wasn't world class for more than 5 years.
2006, he tore up the World Cup.
Don't be stupid.
Even though he had no knees,
bro. He got some goals. He wasn't a world class player anymore. 2006. Don't be stupid.
2002.
He was not a world class player in 2006.
2002, he means.
2002, sorry.
Oh, 2002, that's what I'm
not 2006 is different.
Yeah, 2006 is still scored.
I meant to say 2002.
Yeah, 2002 it was, yeah.
Yeah. So this podcast is sponsored. Joe, as you well know, many small businesses, many small business owners are busier than ever. Mm. You spend a lot of time searching and interviewing candidates, something we've done, and it can take time away from managing and growing a business. And that's why LinkedIn Jobs has made it easier to get the candidates worth interviewing faster, and you'll like this bit, you.
Go on then.
It's free.
How good's that? Well, you can't even ask for any more than that. Unless they're paying you, but that, you know, don't be stupid.
It's free. It's free. Now, one thing that I like about this is how easy it is to navigate. You go on a LinkedIn Jobs platform and it's so easy to find out people, find the right people, they've got the right experience, you can go straight through, so you're not messing about in terms of having to interview lots of different people, having to sift through lots of different CVs. It streamlines it for you, so it makes it much easier to find the right candidate for the right job.
Well, what kind of pool of people have they got? Because if there's only six people on there, how am I going to get the right person for the job? I need to make sure that everyone's on there, because that way you get the best amount of people. How many people are on there?
If I said there was 10 million, would you be happy?
I'd be over the moon, mate.
Don't be silly. So there's 20 million, would you be happy?
20, that is too many. 20 million.
All right. 30 million.
No
there's
chance.
There's 30 million people in the UK who are on LinkedIn Jobs. That basically feels like it's everyone who's working in the UK.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is. So the pool is fantastic, and you can focus on the candidates with the skills and experience you need, so you can screen questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified people. Perfect. So they're getting a job, sort of job sense to them that they're looking for. You're getting the people for the job.
We're using the power of the internet to get the right people for the job. What a brilliant thing to do.
It's about time using it for something positive, isn't it? And all this YouTubing. So go to linkedinjobs.com/devils to post a job for free. That's linkedin.com/devils, because LinkedIn Job helps you find the candidates worth interviewing faster. Terms and conditions do apply. Right, so I'm glad we've...
It was longer than 5 years.
Sorry, Ulrich. Have I missed your... I can't see it.
It was longer than 5 years.
I'm saying 97 to 2002.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Ulrich Jude, hashtag free house and service, though, where Steve, Missing Mac and Steve presents Uncensored. He'll be back soon, don't panic. Pogba on fire right now, says Ian Maddalena. We're going to get to that in a minute.
Hey, Macarena, is that his name?
Yeah, basically. I think I've read that one. Yeah, most people agree that R9 is better.
Fine.
That World Cup, that R9. R9 was miles ahead. Zlatan had the better hair, though, says Salma.
Definitely.
No, he didn't. You see that thing that he put on
you
there?
See, if what you've done there is you've undermined your whole argument. If you're honestly going to argue that, then who knows how biased you are in the rest of it.
Star-Lord says, I'm taking Zlatan's career.
That's what I'm saying. That is literally the point I'm making.
I'd rather be regarded as the greatest striker of all time, like R9. Then not be, and I'd rather play for Brazil in that World Cup.
Well, yeah, of course, but that's not the point I'm making.
It's
obviously better to have been someone born in Brazil who's won the World Cup and been a major part.
Star Lord's kind of undermining.
Shall I tell you who wins this? Shall I tell you how I win this?
Go on,
if you ask Zlatan would say or not.
Someone said that in the comments.
Zlatan literally said yesterday he's the best player in the world.
Zlatan literally stood on the pitch admiring R9, like all the time. He had posters of R9 on his wall, bro. And these are facts that I'm coming out with right now.
So what?
Right. Danny Shields says, how many assists does Pogba have to get the record? 21.
14. Is that 21 the record? Is coming.
14?
Yeah, because 21
would be the record.
14
more than he's got now. 7.
Oh, right.
21.
So he needs another.
So 21 is the record the year we win 21.
Man, he's got 7 already. That's ridiculous, isn't it, when you think about it?
It is, but he'll I don't think he'll break that. Yeah, because he's got 3 in the last 2 seasons, hasn't he? Each season, yeah. I think. So he's not just going to keep... He's not going to get, like, 30.
But those seasons, he had big chunks out.
Yeah,
there's never been a season like
three. Should have been
like
getting
this.
More than
yeah,
that.
Yeah. But there's never been a season like this. And I think what we overlook is there was one season where he had Zlatan missing everything. Yeah,
yeah. He was 35 at the time. What was Ronaldo doing when he was 35 in a Pizza Hut doing?
He
the
was
buffet.
Laying pipe in Brazil having fun because he had
so
a great
was
career.
Zlatan.
All right.
Zlatan was the United's top scorer when he was 35.
I forgot my point now, but yeah, basically. Pogba's got Ronaldo and Cavani to feed now.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
That's going to double up your
assists.
Yeah, of
course it
anyway.
Is. Yeah, 100%. Rebecca Jade O'Sullivan, who's been a member for 14 months, thanks for your support, says, lads, how excited are we that Champions League is back? Thank you,
well,
Rebecca Jade O'Sullivan. You just got me off this R9 Zlatan topic that I've had enough of. So you're looking at United's group. We'll start with that. We obviously play Young Boys tomorrow afternoon. We're going to be here for the watch along, aren't we? Yes.
Playing in Bern, innit? I mean, in Bern.
Yeah, man.
5:30, innit?
Yeah.
Why'd you say everything so aggressive?
5:45.
Angry.
Why is it early?
He's saying the time, but he's mad. He's furious at it.
5:30 in it?
Why is it early?
Yeah, well, why is that? That's better for you, innit?
Just for the record, before we move on slightly, I do want it to be known that I said Ronaldo has been better than Zlatan's
ever
been.
And
I did say
back
that.
Down.
I said that at the start.
You don't argue a point for 5 minutes and then start moonwalking your way out of it.
I said that at the start. I'm saying total career, I'm having Zlatan at United.
No.
If you could have a 18-year-old either of them at United and you get the whole career, I think anyone who's sensible would say Zlatan.
Anyone who loves football would say R9.
Like Zlatan plays boring football, not doing fucking karate kicks and skills at 6.
So you're
five.
Saying you'd have Zlatan because you think he'd beat United for longer?
No, not because he's beat United for longer, because he was better for longer.
You're going to make him
right,
stats.
Right.
Anyway, I don't like drawing for stats, because I feel like
right.
I'm
right.
Right.
Do you know what? Which?
Come on, let's be having you.
Right, let's have a look here.
Let's be having you.
Because
R9.
We'll get some stats.
See, I don't,
yeah, I'll get
I
some
do
stats
R9
up.
R9 off pure heart and what I see.
Right, well, it's pointless getting stats.
Let's not get into this.
Yeah.
No, we are getting into this.
Right,
this is what this podcast... Oh, what?
Right, yeah. Well, what stats do you want? I'll get them for you.
I want them all.
Right. Okay. So start with Zlatan, right? So if I can get to it.
Has Zlatan ever won...
Right.
Two World Cups.
He hasn't. In terms of goals in games, he's played 836 games, which is ridiculous, and scored 503 goals. Mm-hmm. That's Zlatan. Mm-hmm. R9, 518 games, 352 goals.
So 150 right? less goals for Ronaldo, which could have gone, could have been
like 400 less.
Yeah, games. He scored. Yeah. Ronaldo scored 62 goals for his country. Zlatan has scored, if I can get to it.
You see when I'm looking at stats now? Yeah. He had 5 years tearing it up at Inter, you dude.
62 for Zlatan, what did I say for... So they both scored 62 goals for the country.
It's not some...
104 in 177 games for Real Madrid.
Oh, that's good, isn't
59
it?
In 99 games for Inter Milan.
Mm. Right.
Good.
Yeah.
47 in 49 for Barcelona.
Great player.
What was it you said?
Great player.
R9 never had one season like a Zlatan.
No, that's literally the opposite of what I said. Anyway, let's move on.
Should we move on? Because you're scrolling through your phone, shouting out numbers.
And
a very short...
R9 in Holland was even better than Zlatan in Holland. When R9 was at PSV, some of the goals he was scoring.
Right. I'm glad we've cleared that one up anyway. Let's go on to the Champions League.
I can't believe it's a debate, to be honest.
Even though, I'll be honest with you, I go with R9, I think it's worth having a debate. I don't think it's like, I can't believe it's a debate. I can understand why it's a debate because I don't think the miles apart. I just think R9's better.
I consider R9 to be one of the GOATs.
But you can argue Zlatan. You could say, like, Zlatan is in the conversation.
You get 500 career goals. You can't be made a mockery of by compared to anyone.
62.
You compare someone that's got 500 plus career goals. It's to anyone ever, and it's not
exaggerate
a joke.
Point to make a point.
Go on then.
By the end of his career, are you going to be saying Lukaku's up there with R9 because of his numbers? Because if you are, you're on crack.
Well, no, but look at the difference between Zlatan and Lukaku.
No, I'm on about if Lukaku's numbers are better than R9, people are going to start saying he's better than R9. I'm not ready to live in that world.
But they're not the same thing, are they?
Right.
Look at the way Zlatan plays. Look at the way the Lukaku
plays. R9's the greatest striker of all time, bar none.
Right.
See much of Gerd Muller?
Apart from Welbeck. Fuck Gerd Muller.
I said Welbeck.
Gerd Muller. Fuck. Only had the record for most goals in a season and got a goal a game for Bayern Munich for about 400 games.
And we've never actually seen him play.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, we can base an opinion on him anyway.
Right, let's go through these Champions League groups.
Right, should go for the group. Right. Group A. Yeah. Club Brugge. Belgian. Yeah.
Team point for that.
Right, thank you. Nice one. Hey?
Man City, where are they from?
Belgium.
In Stockport. PSG. Hey.
Yeah.
France. Paris. RB Leipzig.
Leipzig.
Yeah.
Germany
and that.
So who's going through there then? Who do you think?
Obviously
Leipzig's
City and PSG.
That guy that sold bear like coke and MDMA and bod on that from his bedroom. Have you seen that guy?
No.
There's a documentary on him.
He sold...
So
lots
he's a
of
proper
drugs from his bedroom.
Guy that don't really.
Why is there a documentary on him?
Because
he
was
everyone.
Buying it off the dark web and shutting it on the dark web. And he didn't get nabbed for ages.
Really?
Yeah, like he was just balling, making millions.
Did he get.
Got nabbed in the end.
Right.
But that's because he's baiting himself up.
But was he, like, not leaving his room and doing all that?
Yeah.
So he's getting people just.
But he was clever with compute. Like, he knew how to hide his address and using VPNs and using all these.
Like, incognito mode.
Yeah.
That was it.
Like, me and you,
we got
pulled
up. If this is about to be an advert for a VPN, I'm going to lose my shit to be honest with you. Now, you can sell drugs on the dark web with our discount code. Fucking better not be. You snuck this on me.
I've got to read as well. No, right. let's move swiftly on. Right. Is it? Let's not be silly about this. Yeah. Is it just City and PSG going through?
Yeah. I think like,
can we be bothered?
Leipzig could threaten.
Yeah.
They could threaten.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll get through.
City, PSG and Leipzig is just a group of horribleness.
It's just us last season, isn't it? But swap us for City.
Yeah, but you know, it's the drinks against the states, isn't it? Right, Milan, Atletico, Liverpool and Porto.
Atleti and Liverpool.
Yeah.
Although Milan.
They're not Milan though, are they? You know when you think Milan? You think
Seydorf, Kaká,
yeah,
Pirlo.
You think Shevchenko, you know, Maldini. And now
Zlatan.
It's like...
Oh no.
The first time round.
Oh my God.
Ronaldinho.
Shut. Now it's like, you know, the low for a bit.
Yeah. It's got to be Atletico in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Did you mention Zlatan's name when you mentioned Milan?
I literally just said it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Dickhead.
So let's get
off the Zlatan conversation.
I mean, he's 39.
Are they going through?
Liverpool and
who?
Athletic. Yeah. Right. Next group. Ajax. Here we go. Besiktas. Dortmund. Sporting.
That's a hard group, that is.
Ajax.
That's a hard group to call that.
Good play there. Really good.
Only
really
the best have ever played at Ajax.
Best come through Ajax, man.
Especially by a Sweden.
Shit. Jesus.
You don't even know where he played in Sweden, you fraud.
Yeah, I do.
Where?
Up front.
He's done you there, bro.
See you later.
Right. Are we saying Dortmund and who? Are we saying Dortmund? Is there going to be a twist in the tail?
No, I think with Haaland,
the
just
fans
got too
being
much
back
power.
Make me think about Besiktas. Because you know when you go to Turkey without fans,
to hell.
It's different to.
Yeah.
But I'd say Ajax and Dortmund eventually, based off home.
I could see Sporting putting up a bit of a fight because they won the league last year, didn't they? Did they win it for the first time in ages?
Everyone was talking about they won the league
when
Bruno's
gone. Yeah, so yeah, I think that could be tough. That's one of them where. Honestly, if Besiktas and Dortmund went through, Besiktas and Ajax went through, I wouldn't be stunned. It's just a proper, like, who knows of a group that. But I think you've got to say Dortmund, and I would probably just say Sporting. I think Ajax aren't quite the team they were a few years
ago. I'd say Ajax.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I said on the when we did the
ever since they got rid of Zlatan, they've been pretty good.
Changed my opinion.
All those years ago.
Right, so I'm veering towards Ajax. I'm Dortmund Ajax, but it could be anyone's. It wouldn't surprise me if anyone.
Genuinely, anyone could join Dortmund.
Yeah.
Mm, but we set in stone. You think Dortmund done? Can't see any.
Haaland's goals, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
fair
what I
said
before.
Also, Bellingham's men, isn't it? Group D, Inter, Real Madrid, Shakhtar Donetsk, and Sheriff.
I shot the Sheriff.
I mean,
but I think that's just Inter and Real, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's not fuck about.
Sheriff are going to probably be
the
whipping boys.
But we did not kill Inter Milan.
Nice.
Ooh, perfect. Ooh, ooh. Rhymes perfectly in everything. It's just like
Shakhtar, Real, Sheriff.
yeah, please. Turn his mic off. Group E, Barca, Bayern, Benfica, and Dynamo Kiev.
Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
Barca and Bayern, isn't it?
Is it?
Benfica are strong, but obviously Barca.
Yeah, it is. In that order?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, Bayern, Barca. Bayern, Barca.
Oh, right, okay, fine. Yeah, because Barcelona. Barcelona.
Not that bad.
Not that bad, but not that good.
Go to Kiev. Bit like of a banana skin.
A Barca team led by Memphis up top. As good as he can be,
come on.
You could also see that going wrong.
Surely they don't go Europa League. We don't see Barcelona in the Europa League.
It wasn't long ago they were in the Europa League. 2004?
That's quite long ago, isn't it? That's 17 years ago.
Yeah. I remember Puyol playing in the Europa League. UEFA Cup.
I think we'll struggle.
This is the worst Barcelona team in my lifetime, though.
Is it? In the 90s?
What did you say? Yeah, 90s. They had like Hristo Stoichkov and Ronald Koeman and Romario. It was an amazing team.
Do you know the last time Barcelona and Bayern were in a group together? Man United won the treble.
Yeah. They won the Champions League in the 90s, 92.
Yeah, but late 90s.
Late nights had like Clivert, Luis Enrique. Yeah. Remember the games up against them at Old Trafford?
Did you hear the stat?
Rivaldo.
Yeah.
Did you hear the stat bomb I dropped?
What? Go on, bro.
Last time Barca and Bayern were in a group together, United won the treble.
That's nice. Is that true?
It is written.
I know that. I think so.
It probably is the last 22
years is the question, Maka. Because I'm not going to lie to you, I have no idea.
Barca are a bit shitty than it, but they're too good for Benfica.
I mean, it is one of the worst.
I can't think of the worst.
No, you might be able to go, actually. But
2002.
Yeah, but they've always seemed to have a pretty strong. And once you get to the Messi era, it's over, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Right, so that's that sorted. Our group, Atalanta, Manchester United, Villarreal and Young Boys.
I think probably United and Villarreal.
I think United and Atalanta.
Really?
For the goals that they score, yeah. They score a lot of goals.
What do you think, Jay?
I think Villarreal will finish third.
And then win the Europa League. And
win it again. That's what they probably plan to do that now. Yeah. They're probably working out how can we finish third, guys. Group G, Lille, Salzburg, Sofia and Wolfsburg.
Oh, that looks like a proper Europa League group.
That's no shit given that one, is it?
That is absolute
Sevilla
Aldi.
And Lille have lost a lot of players.
Nice.
Haven't they?
Yeah.
I'd go Lille and Seville.
I'll go Sevilla and Wolfsburg.
Wolfsburg,
come on.
Right, well.
I think Lille have sold too many.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll agree with both of you.
And then finally, this one's quite a good one.
Group H is Chelsea, Juve, Malmo and Zenit.
Two clubs that your man play for, isn't
it? Used to play for Malmo.
And Juve.
Interesting.
I would say Chelsea, Juve. I don't think they're going to see any surprises there.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't
Juve
look like
have shit at the minute.
See that picture of that guy saying who needs Ronaldo at Juventus game on the day they lost.
They do. They won one game all season.
Yeah, they lost.
What is it? How old is he?
It's adult.
What is it with these signs and cam adults? So, all right, fair enough, it's kids.
Yeah, I get kids.
Yeah, fair, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But, like, I've seen grown men like that guy that's stalking Ronaldo.
Who?
Seen him. Guy, was it? Yeah. Seen him. Was it the...
Yeah, paddymerch.com. Check it out if you haven't already. Viva Ronaldo.
Love you, Ronnie. he was at the training ground waiting for him. He signed. Ronnie just drove past him. And then he
nearly knocked him over, that
one. Yeah, yeah. But he was at the game as well. He was at the game on Saturday with that same sign.
Do you think...
Go on.
Do you think they're just thinking, fucking weirdos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, if it's also, that's what I mean, it's not a kid, it's a man. He's like 40.
When you're Ronaldo's age, you have to worry for your life with these things. Like, it's not out of the question that someone could be such a fan of him that they try and kill him.
Yeah.
We've seen, you know, yeah, like, John Lennon, don't want to be crude. But, like, crude, that is, I'm not saying this guy is.
I'll be a run, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He is the biggest athlete maybe ever.
On the YouTube channel, check it out.
He's maybe the biggest athlete ever, Ronaldo. It's there are people who are big enough fans of him to fucking not know what to do when they see him and stab him or strangle. You know what I mean? That's possible.
Yeah,
or, or legit stalk him.
If I stab him, it'll be with my penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, that's a different story. Yeah, exactly. But I get where you're coming from, that it is a bit weird for middle-aged men to be hounding players, especially when you're hounding them across Europe. Do you know what I mean? Like, fair enough if you live in Weest or whatever. It's like, oh, he's signed for United. I'm going to go down the road and try and get his autograph. But when you're, like, travelling all over the continent chasing him, that's a bit...
But there's people that stand outside and literally, like, I remember a Twitter account and, like, they just had a picture of the same player, like, every day.
Isn't that that guy from Chelsea? Oh, no, it's different player. He's
and it's like, wonder what the players are thinking. You know, like... If I come out and see you once outside working, you go, oh, can I have a picture? Yeah, 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 sir, I can have a picture. And then the next day, oh, yeah, can I? Didn't I see you yesterday?
Yeah.
Shall I tell you a story, actually?
Go on, please.
I went up to, so it, at Midgetland in Denmark,
yeah,
the stadium was weird, so you could just walk around the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so me and Chris walked from the away end into, like, the exec area, thinking, let's try and get Woodward or something, interview someone.
I love that. Ambitious. Yeah, ambition, sorry.
And so we were in this thing, the chairman, I think, because they just beat us, the chairman of their club was giving a speech and all that stuff. And Sir Bobby Charlton was there with his wife. And I'd obviously seen him before, but I'd never asked him for
a picture. You don't attack anyone in this.
No. I'd never asked him for a picture. Never, ever asked him for a picture. So I thought, it's my chance.
Yeah.
Sir Bobby, do you mind if I have a picture? He was like, didn't you just ask me for a picture?
Like, I know where we're going with this one.
I was like, no, I
did. Did you say that was the other one?
No, I was like, genuinely. No, I was like, genuinely. The other, like, haven't, I the don't know whether he noticed me from around or he just thought, you just asked me for a picture. Yeah. And it made me feel awkward, but I still took it.
Yeah.
But it was like, I haven't asked you for a picture. I didn't promise the first time. In fact, I've seen you a few times and bottled it.
Let's just think who's more likely to be telling the truth, though. Yeah. Sir Bobby Charlton.
Yeah.
One time England's greatest ever goal scorer, the hero of the 1968 European Cup final.
England's greatest ever footballer. 66, get it right.
Do you know? No, I said the hero of the 1968 European Cup final.
Okay.
So why would I care about the 1966 final for England? But now you mention it, he was the hero of that as well. Mark Franz Beckenbauer out of the game, well said.
No, Nobby Styles, Mark Franz Beckenbauer.
No, he didn't.
Nobby Styles. No, sorry, Eusebio. Sorry. No,
that's not the final, is it? No, that's against Portugal. What are you on about?
It's a shame that. And that's the twice you've let yourself down.
Yeah, just let yourself down.
Because you let yourself down and there's like an argument and you've let yourself down.
Are we actually going to believe you over Bobby Charlton? Sir Bobby Charlton now?
Eusebio.
Or did you not take two pictures with him? Don't. I'm scared.
And it would have got clipped up. I don't look like a right. Someone
would have
got me cancelled.
Right, go.
You say fuck all, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
I was about to say fuck. Yeah. And someone would have clipped it and I'd have been like.
Just, that would have been on Twitter now.
With the hashtag cancel McCullough.
My season ticket would have got cancelled.
Yeah, that's it. It's over. Forget about it.
God.
Yeah, so I think we've established you lied about that. Right, we've been through the groups and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
Can Manchester United win the Champions League?
Yes.
I like it.
I just think we can because we've seen, we've talked about it before, haven't we? But
yeah.
We're already a good cup team.
Yep.
We consistently get semi-finals. We got to a final.
Yep.
I know you can say, oh, well, we bottle it, but actually, there's a lot more teams bottling it a lot earlier on than United are consistently. Yeah. We are very good in cups. We know that. I know we're not quite good enough or we haven't been quite good enough because we haven't converted it. But that sort of tournament structure suits United. You add people like Ronaldo, Varane to that, especially obviously Sancho helps as well. But like you were saying before, Adam, the pedigree of these two players, especially in this tournament, is as good as anyone ever. Like, that has to increase our chances. And I think, I know obviously Chelsea and City looked good last season, but I think against them, we have a decent chance of beating them because we know them. It's a bit different when you play an English team in the later stages, isn't it? Because it almost brings that kind of league feeling to it and you can bounce off a different set of emotions rather than you playing Atletico or Inter or whoever. I would fancy us to beat any of them in a final. And I think we're as good as anyone else in Europe over two legs.
It's a wide open tournament this year, isn't it?
PSG obviously are the sort of, the elephant in the room.
But there's additional pressure on us and PSG, you know. The Ronaldo-Messi thing's created additional pressure. Even if you just look at the amount of press that now turn up at your games, mm-hmm. and I know Man United a big deal, but even more now.
Yeah.
Like you got, the amount
you
of attention.
Someone with 330 million Instagram followers to your account. That's just one of the most watchable people on earth.
Any
you're going to get
dropped,
more. Yeah.
It's going to reflect, Ronaldo, same for PSG, or Messi and this, that. So it's, there's a lot of pressure on Man United to deliver in the Champions League. Mm. And you look at us in the Champions League previously, tactically at times when we needed to, we've got it wrong. Granted, he's got it right at some times as well, like against PSG away and stuff. It's just interesting to see how we deal with that expectation that Ronaldo brings, because he does bring an expectation now. Mm. Like every game we're expected to win.
Because also he's...
There's no joke, like every game we are expected to win now.
No one's won more Champions Leagues than him. He's got more goals than anyone else. I think he's got more wins than anyone else as well. Maybe Casillas has still got that. But either way, he's like at the top of so many of these lists.
Yeah,
but he is the greatest Champions League player of all time, without doubt. There's eyes on him every time he plays in that tournament.
Just looking at Ronaldo's stats, you're right. He's got 180 appearances, 135 goals.
Ridiculous.
6 appearances in a final, 5 wins and 4 goals in finals. So
fuck me.
That's, you know, the 180 appearances and 135 goals.
Pressure on his shoulders.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And obviously the 6 appearances in a final and 5 wins. The only one he lost was us, wasn't it? Mm. In Rome. So yeah, with Ronaldo, you'd always fancy you've got a bit of a chance. And I agree with what you're saying as well, Joe. I think they look at I-11, they're capable on day of beating anyone. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know you can always get injuries and stuff, but you put like Ronaldo, Pogba and Bruno Fernandes and Varane, even Maguire and players like that, Luke Shaw, in that, like, up against anyone.
It's even just the sheer inevitability of Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Like, you know when we're watching Real Madrid or Juventus, like, I remember that, and I know it's gone quite famous because the video, the edit that someone did went viral, kind of thing, of Ronaldo against Atletico. But it's even like, I remember watching that and just being like, he'll score, they'll win 3-0, and they'll go through.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is what we're dealing with now. Mm-hmm. We have someone that is inevitable. We have someone that is just going to come out and say, we're winning this game. I'm winning this game for us now. Don't
yeah.
Or he's lifting everyone else around him to be able to win the game.
And he's not like, there have been great strikers in the past, and I'll put Zlatan in there, where you've got him, but he hasn't dragged teams to trophies the way Ronaldo has. Even look at someone like, I know he obviously scored one big goal in particular, but like Aguero in the Champions League, who's a great striker for City. You never thought he'll pull them through here. You never thought that. And he's one of the, you know, one of the top strikers of the 21st century. Ronaldo is on another level, like you said. It's just inevitable. Not that he's going to win you every single game, every single time, but there will be a point every single season where you go, we shouldn't win this, and Ronaldo's won it for
us.
And
even the things like the crowd is through the roof.
Yeah.
Everyone around the team's through the roof. Yeah, I was listening to Lee Grant the other day, and he was talking about how at lunch or at the meal on Friday, like they had their dinner and then desserts were put out, and everyone was waiting to see if Ronaldo would have a dessert.
I saw that, yeah.
He was like,
let's have a goosey candle. Like,
if he's not having one, I'm not having one. And it's that kind of knock-on effect, like, oh, Ronaldo's going gym after training. All right, cool, I'm gonna go to the gym. Or, like, everyone must just be following Ronaldo around. You know that picture of Herrera and Hazard?
Yeah.
That's everyone with Ronaldo at training. And he's bang on, like Mason Greenwood now. How does he get to be the best? Like, what is he doing that is different?
Yeah.
Or even just learning about what he has at home. Oh, I have a chef, I have a personal trainer, I have this, I have that. They can just start copying what he's doing and putting into place.
That's a scary prospect, Mason Greenwood, copying what Ronaldo does. Because Greenwood, in terms of talent...
Greenwood at 18 is better than Ronaldo.
I agree. Yeah. I think, you know, people forget that. Because Ronaldo's stats in the Premier League are a little bit skewed, aren't they? Because he had 2 or 3 seasons where he didn't score a lot of goals.
Mm.
He was sort of struggling to get to grips with it a little bit. And then in 2006, 2007, he kicked on and obviously just went berserk in 2008.
Let's say he does 4 years.
Yeah.
Does he get a testimonial?
Did he add them together? Was it 2003 to 2006? Nine. Sorry, he's obviously 6 years. So if he does...
Know.
I guess it's at their own discretion.
I think he ends his career now.
I think for Ronaldo, they would do that.
I think he ends his career.
I think he might. Yeah.
If he has a testimony, they'd have to do a Michael Jackson and just do 5 dates. It's just literally that.
The O2.
Yeah, 5 dates at the O2.
Yeah.
5 dates at the O2.
Do you reckon he could do that and like everyone would sell out?
O2 Academy.
Yeah. This is it.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
But hopefully he actually,
turns up.
Right, okay, yeah, let's move on. Let's talk about Paul Pogba. Okay. David Ornstein in The Athletic says Pogba leaning towards staying at Manchester United after Ronaldo's impact. I had this in my news this morning. In fact, sorry, I'm just going to go
for it. The suggestion here, by the way, yeah, that Ronaldo... Pogba didn't know how good Ronaldo was. He didn't know he was going to stay. We win one game and then, oh, I fancy staying now.
I mean, I like David Ornstein, but it is a little bit meaningless. Just before I get into that, I'm just going to go through some of the super chats because there's a few that I've missed. Well, not missed. They've just built up while we've been chatting.
You've missed them.
Peter Kelly says, was recovering yesterday after Tyrone won the All-Ireland on Saturday for the first time since 2008. United won the Premier League and Champions League the same year. Aman Saxena.
An omen.
I know, it is. It's written. Says, did Glazers give us this transfer window just to shut us up after the Super League scam?
Contrary to some journalists tweeting
Speak the truth, bro,
saying that Manchester United fans weren't singing against the owners, Manchester United fans in the ground sang against the owners.
Did.
Maybe it wasn't as many times as we sang Viva Ronaldo, but they sang in the crowd.
The same, I was there. I was in my section where you could hear it. Well, we were
and the little weasel was in the stands. Oh, Ronaldo's here, so I'm here. Piss off.
Yeah. Eric C says, is John Shin going to do fan cams in Burn, Viva CR7? Yep, he's there. If you're over there, go and give him a shout. Go on.
Also, with that, give us this transfer window. We've got good players.
Sorry, I didn't even answer
that. But the Glazers don't pick the players. We haven't spent any more than we normally do. It's a great window in terms of one, two, three players, world class. But it's not like we spent 300 million quid. No. We spent roughly the same net spend as we do every season. So the scouting team, Ollie's done a great job of who they've picked and who they've got. But the Glazers haven't done anything different at all.
It's been quite a cost effective transfer window for them as well. Because
30 million quid
even the Sancho one is spread out over five payments.
Yeah.
So it's not like they've gone 72, 3 million quid up front.
Yeah, the Ronaldo, it's like fucking paying library fines.
Yeah. 43 million quid for Varane is a bargain. And then 20 million quid for a player who's already. 12 million for one of the greatest of all time. Come on. Yeah. CR7, so determined. Yeah. Miraj Desai. Sorry, I can't even read that one. I'm having a nightmare here. I've lost that one. Why can't I bring that one up?
Someone else said R9's greater than Ibra, though.
Yeah.
Just facts again. Dropping facts.
I mean, yeah, we're going to go with that. Oh, there it is. Miraj Desai says, what does CR7 need to do in the next 3 years to have a CR7 statue outside O2? Outside OT, League, Champions League, both.
Outside O2 shopping.
Can he have a statue?
Yeah.
I was going to ask this. Do you think he gets another Ballon d'Or at United?
If he wins us a Premier League, he'll get Ballon d'Or.
Premier League?
And I think if he wins us Premier League or Champions League or both, obviously, he'll get a statue as well.
So if he gets a second Ballon d'Or,
yeah,
he's basically the player who's won the most Ballon d'Ors at the club.
Yeah.
If he was to win another Champions League, he's basically one of very few players to have won two Champions Leagues at the club.
Yeah.
And if he brings back the Premier League...
I think he gets a statue.
I think if he does one of Premier League and Champions League and gets a Ballon d'Or or sees his career out here, he'll get a statue.
Yeah.
And depending on what he does in the next 3 years, like if he can score 30 goals this season, 20 goals, that's 70. He's on 190 goals, 63 off Rooney.
Should he get a statue? Should he be the next statue if he does those things?
I think Roy Keane should have a statue.
Oh, mate, now you're talking my language. What about you?
Should he have a statue if he does it? Rather than who's next, I think he should for that, yeah.
Yeah, he should
breaking
have a statue.
Breaking that run as well, like, because not only is it, it's just, more people, players have won more leagues than him, whatever. To cut this run, after Fergie, how hopeless things have been for large periods of that. The person who is the talisman and bringing us another title, especially when you add together the Champions League before, the three league titles, whatever it was that he won before, I think it's such a monumental person for the club and the history. I think he'd get one. And I think he'd deserve one.
Yeah. I think...
There are other people who deserve one as well.
Yeah.
But it just, where do you... I don't know where you put it all.
I know,
There's probably seven or eight new statues you could put up, a Rooney one, a Keane one,
Eric, in a way, go away, didn't win a championship, it doesn't matter, you look at what he did.
But exactly.
Taking us
if a Fergie era player was to get it, who should get the first one?
It's hard.
It's Roy Keane.
I've always said Keane out of players because of the fact he was...
Cantona, I couldn't argue that, but it's Keane.
Yeah. You could see him do a classic 92 one, couldn't
you? No,
no. I'm not saying that there is. I'm saying you could see him.
No, because you can't have a statue of Phil Neville outside the ground. I'm not having to go with you for suggesting it, because I've heard it said before. But you cannot have a statue of Phil Neville outside Old Trafford and not Brian Robson, for example.
Or even just Gary Neville.
Nonsense.
Fuck this.
Yeah.
Like, just Phil Neville as well.
Well, no, but he would be there.
He represents Beckham. He represents Scholes. No,
do you know what? If you haven't done class, he would be on it. And it's like, that's a bit silly. When you've got someone like, even Nicky, but I love Nicky Butt, but you wouldn't have him over Robbo.
No.
Keno.
I told Keno he should have a statue outside the ground, and he told me we'd all piss on it.
Mm. In a nice way.
I went to Keno.
Like how on a cat should, pisses on his favourite lamppost.
Should be a statue of you out there. And he went, what? So you'd all piss on it?
Did you say, yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's why I suggested it, because I wanted somewhere to go to the toilet. Jack, Isaac Hobson says, I started watching every United game during Louis van Gaal. Oh, you poor, poor man. Is this how life felt under Sir Alex? Everything feels so exciting. I look forward to every game.
It felt like this, but it felt like this for 20 years in a row.
There were times under like Fergie when there was difficult.
Yeah, but games. I mean, what I mean is after four games of pretty much every season, you thought, we might win this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it felt like. It and then there was two or three years out, and then
like,
we wouldn't.
The only conversation you were having under Fergie is similar to what we're having now. Are we going to win the league? Yeah. Are we going to do anything in the Champions League? Not, are we going to get top four? Yeah. Or are we going to, you know what I mean, win a trophy, which is the narrative it's been for the last 7 years or whatever. Yeah. Now it's sort of shifted our expectations up, which what is exactly how it was under Fergie. Even the dark times of like 2004 to 2006, that whole 2 years, you still, or 3 years, sorry, you still expected to challenge, didn't you? Right, Paul Labeal Pogba. Is he going to stay, Maka? Because you've been saying he is, and then you said, I'm not sure anymore. And
I always go by my gut.
Yeah.
And my gut's usually right. Remember when he used, like, everyone was saying he's off, and I was like,
I think
he ends up staying at this
outside
moment.
Old Trafford once with Abdullah.
At the moment,
we just got used lotted again, by the way.
I know he did. Do you know what? I'm immune to that.
I've been used lotted twice.
You could say anything. Used lot, I've just petrol bombed my house, and I'm just like nodding, going, yeah, I know.
I probably did deserve that because something me or someone like me said was something
a person
like
did.
Yeah,
like,
a person said it.
Yeah, so used lot, right?
And in this occasion, he's right. I thought he was living.
I did as well, so I'm not going to argue with you on that front.
And I just had a feeling he'd end up staying because he's never, as much as he may have wanted to go in his head, he's never actively forced it, has he? And he's never been disrespectful to Ollie. He's never kicked up a fuss. And because of that, it's easy for Ollie to go, all right, then you stay. Like, you know what I mean? All right, you're not going to be rude. You're not going to skip training. You're going to be a professional. Mm. All right, cool. I'm keeping
it. The thing was with Pogba as well, like, it's easy to get caught up in the whole Mino Raiola stuff. But if he does see out his contract, can you really be annoyed with someone for playing for their contract? Signing a deal and honouring it.
No, you can't.
Can you really be the piss?
No, but there's something about the nature of the Raiola side of things, which has been relatively unique to Pogba in this era. Yeah. We saw Rooney come out with the transfer request. We've seen, I know Ronaldo was slightly different. We got a big fee for him, but we knew Ronaldo wanted to leave. That was public and very obvious. But in this last era, other than De Gea, which was kind of settled with a new contract, he's the first one you'd be like, a big name player for Man United is willing to let his agent say he wants to leave multiple times. He's relatively unique in that instance. So I don't think you can say, well, he signed a 5-year deal, he's played for 5 years, he's left. But we know in football that transfer fees are a big thing. They help rebuild the squad and reshape the squad when you leave. He would be worth a lot of money. To leave on a free does leave United in a position where, even if we'd have sold him for 60
if he leaves
million.
On a free, though, that's United's problem.
No, I know it is. I know.
You know what I mean?
No, of course. But you know what I mean? You can see why you'd be like, it'd have been good if he'd have left a year ago for 45
and
million.
And Pogba's not the only one that million. Could leave on a free. Herrera left on a free.
Herrera
Lingard
left on,
could leave on a free.
And Herrera isn't Paul
Herrera
Pogba.
Herrera left on a free and
saying,
did a video,
sure,
didn't he?
I'm telling you, there's a pattern emerging there where you're allowing players to get down to the last few months of their contract and you've not dealt with it. Because if you read a lot of the stories about Pogba, he expected a different offer last year that never came. You know, United could have maybe been more forceful in negotiation. Herrera is another instance. And I know they're not the same player, but you allow a player's contract to run down, you're leaving yourself in this position. Jesse Lingard. Reports recently he rejected a new contract. Again, from his perspective, I get it. He wants to know if he's playing week in, week out, and all those kind of things. But as a football club, if you're allowing your players to get down to the last year, you're more responsible than them, I think, because you're now leaving them with that carrot being dangled over, oh, a fat, juicy signing on for you. Do you want it? And I think that makes it more difficult for you. So if you're if I know you're leaving next week and you can leave next week on a free, and because you're leaving next week, the company that employs you have to pay, can pay you double because they're saving elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But I'm not making that saving.
No.
So I can only offer you what you earn. Like, it changes the game that you're dealing with, and the wages that you're dealing with, and the offers that the players are getting. And I think it's down to the clubs to be more responsible in that sense. But I think Paul Pogba stays. I think
Pogba's issue
has been the club haven't been challenging for trophies. The club haven't been competitive. The club haven't even looked like they're going to be challenging. Different story.
That conversation can't be had anymore.
Can't be had.
No.
Steve Fletcher says, can someone explain the difference between Van der Beek's agent talking shit and Pogba's doing it? I like Donny, yes. But his agent has been a bell end, in my honest opinion.
I can
opinion.
Explain the difference.
Oh, my opinion. Yeah, go on.
One is a player that is 23 years old, has never really had, you know, a run of games for United, isn't of the stature in world football as Paul Pogba, didn't come here after winning three Italian leagues back to back, isn't Manchester United.
But those are
signing.
By the by.
No, they're not by the by, because they all play into the expectations around a player. He came through at the academy, he's the biggest signing ever. We've got Raiola, who's notorious before Paul Pogba for being a twat. Of course it's different. One's a fringe player, one is supposed to be United's talisman for the next 5 years. Of course there's a difference there, and the expectation is different around those players and how you should act.
But if you look at it, actually it's a very similar situation. Donny van der Beek, on the face of things, has been very, I'm here to fight for Ali.
The reason why Donny wants to leave is because he's not getting a game.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is, if you look at it, okay, Donny wants game time, he's not getting game time, yeah? He's still being positive in front of camera and saying his agent knows he wants game time, so he's forcing that situation in public. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paul Pogba wants to win trophies.
Yeah.
He wants to play for a team that's going to win trophies, whether that's Real Madrid, Juventus, PSG, Man United. In public, apart from that one time, I know, in public, he's positive. He never disrespects the club. And even when he said he kind of wanted to leave, he didn't really do it in a disrespectful manner. And his agent is the one who is trying to, you know, say, well, actually, my player needs X, Y, Z.
I understand there are comparisons.
Surely the agent's just doing his job, and the player is keeping house.
But I'm not knocking the comparison. I can see why you'd make that comparison. But the fact that one is here and one is here means that they're to be treated differently. Even if there are parallels, one is United's club record signing, one is someone from Ajax who was brought in to be a squad player and maybe even replace Paul Pogba. It is different. I get the comparison, but I think it's understandable why people
the comparisons for me are in the agent,
yeah,
and
it.
What they're saying
that.
And how they're saying it, and why they're saying it.
We're just going to move on quickly. Rojo Baumick in the super chat says Paul Scholes gets the statue, 2 Champions League, 1 for us. Fantastic
player.
About
an agent? Paul Scholes didn't have an agent, but once refuse to play for Fergie.
Yeah, in a Carabao Cup game, on it, a League Cup game.
Park.
Yeah,
he said, nah, fuck you.
You're not doing that. Just quickly, we'll just touch on this quickly before we get into Wally of the Week. Harvey Elliott injury. You think it's a red card?
Yeah. I don't think it should be whenever you injure someone, it's a red. I don't think that should be a blanket rule.
Yeah.
But I think if it's a foul, I think it was a foul anyway, because there's obviously enough contact there between the two of them. There's obvious contact. It's not like he's, you know, shoulder barged, gone together 50-50, one's fallen over and broke the collarbone. I don't think, you know, it's not the same as that. But there's enough contact there for obviously damage to be done, and I think the fact that so much damage has been done, it almost has to not overlook, obviously, but at some point such damage is done that there has to be a punishment for that, regardless of the fact that it wouldn't be a red card without that damage.
Isn't this a similar, was it Son who got his red card rescinded when he it was a tackle that hurt someone, and again there was contact, but there wasn't a red card. Does it not feel that? Feels like that to me.
That's because he cried and made him feel sad.
Well, is it? Because when I watched it, I mean, obviously, I was watching it and I rewound it and I was like, for me, it doesn't look like a tackle.
Mm.
And it's unfortunate the kids got injured. I'm not obviously disputing that. But it didn't look like to me.
I don't think there was an exact carbon copy tackle later on in that game,
and it wasn't even a foul.
For me,
if I punch you in the arm or punch you in the head.
But you're doing an illegal activity, punching me in the head. What the kid who got sent off did wasn't illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, you're breaking a rule. It's not illegal in football, but it would be illegal
No, but like, but you're using an example, punching me in the head, and yeah. if anything happens to me, you broke the law to do that. If you yeah. came up to me and shook my hand, yeah. and I fell over and died, it's not your fault.
Yeah, but if all right, but if I come up to you, and, but the rules of football are different to the rules yeah. of outside.
Well,
football.
He didn't break for me. He didn't break a rule in football. He just did a tackle. That's know. Why I don't I think it's a red card.
And the ref didn't even think it was.
Yeah,
a
I think it's something the outcome sort of supersedes the action. And the intent
because it's not law. Is it like there's not. It's not. It shouldn't be like that.
Maybe it should. Like maybe that isn't
it's
the
It reminds me of school when fucking shoulder barge. Oh, you fell over. It must be a foul then. Just because yeah. someone's
Because the thing is, as well,
I'm not saying
you,
that.
You can have like, was it
that.
Valencia who did his ankle against Rangers? I don't think that was a foul. Mm. I know the Luke Shaw one was different. That should have been a red card.
But that was a shot.
Was it? I can't remember what happened with Valencia. Shot. Was that a shot? Yeah.
Sorry. Alan Smith.
No, Alan Smith was shot. Was it Valencia was just like a, I think it was.
No, Luke Shaw was a proper horrible.
Luke Shaw was horrible. But there was one, I remember Johnny Evans when the kid from Bolton, do you remember when they went in for a 50-50 there and the kid broke his leg? Mm. But it's one of those where if you back out, you're probably going to hurt yourself. Mm. And it was just a 50-50. So I don't know, when I watched it, I've got to be honest, when I watched it, I didn't even think it was a foul.
But you know, all right.
And
then.
I'm not going to go, oh, well, now he's got this injury, which is terrible. Mm. It is a foul and it's a red card as well. That for me is harsh.
But at some point, if you accidentally hurt someone, whether it's not a punch, obviously, because punch is always illegal. If you accidentally hurt someone, if
Unless
the severity of what you cause is so bad, you can be you will be charged anyway because you've killed someone or whatever.
Yeah.
That you sort of go, it doesn't matter what you meant to do. What you've done has had such a bad effect that we still have to, someone has to take ownership of this effect. And yes, I'm not saying, it's only a red card. It's not like it's not banned.
Yeah, but you're making it culpable. That changes the narrative.
Yeah, because that makes him culpable for a challenge injury. He shouldn't have done. That's your fault this kid's got injured because you did something you shouldn't have done. If it's not a foul and not a red card, it's an accident. It's just one of those things that happens in football. But now it's not. It's someone being dangerous.
Also, you have to ask, why was Klopp allowed on the pitch for so long? And I know there's a big injury, but he's talking to the ref and then the ref makes his decision.
Yeah.
AM in the super chat says it's almost as if people forget Pogba during his third season. Said in an interview he wants to leave Man United and wants a new challenge elsewhere. That is disrespectful. You alluded to that. Yep. Just quickly, we're going to wrap up. Wally's of the week. Macca, give us yours.
Go around there first. I don't know.
Right. Okay.
Everyone who said that.
I'm not There's a few in this by building way, I could pick, to be honest.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I'm not just dismissing what you're saying. I just.
No. I get it.
And I'd probably argue not differently if it was different.
I think it would be a case by case basis. Yeah. I'm not saying anytime anyone gets hurt,
I watched it. I rewound it a few times.
And I said this before, maybe even you just get sent off for the game. Maybe there's no ban. Maybe it's just for the rest of the game. Obviously, I'm changing laws here. But I don't think you should get banned for 5 games, 3 games. But at some point, if you like. You've ended someone's season. Fair enough, you didn't mean to, but at some point, something.
That's slippery slope.
Do you think, for example, Pickford should have got a red for Van Dijk?
But that was different anyway. Was just a red card challenge.
But I think.
Shouldn't have been a red. It was offside.
But just because it's offside, don't mean you can't get sent off. Managers get sent off, they're not even playing.
That's because shit.
What worries me now as well is this is the thing. He's got this red, and it's like. This guy's going to get hammered.
Oh, well, I hope that doesn't happen. Regardless of whether he should get banned for it, he shouldn't. No one's looking at that challenge going, what the fuck have you done? It's not an awful challenge. I still think you should maybe not be able to play the rest of the game because of the damage.
I think Bielsa would have took him off anyway, to be honest. I really do. Any manager worth his salt there just takes him off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And I hope, by the way, that this doesn't. Oh, we've got to go back to how it was where anytime someone touches someone, it's a free kick. People talking about, it's a bit firmer now than it has been. But that's. People broke the leg.
The foul on Bruno when Fingy scored Southampton was more of a foul than this.
Yeah.
And this guy's been sent off.
Yeah, but again.
It's a joke.
Anyway, Wally of the week, who are you going to go for?
Just the people who said Ronaldo and fucking. He's 36, no, shit, it's fucking shit. Like Merson and them lot, where he just sort of. The argument, someone has to say it. The Premier League's different. Someone has to, it's like Tourette's for people. Oh, you're not going to be able to do that over here. Well, fuck off.
I got one.
Go on then.
Simon Jordan, the pussy old.
Former Crystal Palace chairman.
Accidentally listened to the radio on the way up today.
Mobile phone.
And he said,
entrepreneur.
Mourinho's above Fergie. He did.
It's almost as if he says things that are slightly ridiculous to make people listen to the radio and talk about them.
That's illegal.
His reason was because he's won it in Portugal and Italy.
Yeah, just saying things for the sake of saying things, aren't they? That's just stupid. It's talk sport, man. It's honestly, I don't know why you two have it with it.
Lord Farquhar.
I'm going to go with... don't know. I don't like being political, but I'll go with Therese Coffey. I fucking hate her. Right, Macca.
I already said mine.
Oh no, sorry. Where can people find you? Where can people find that shirt, more importantly?
Paddockmerch.com, PR piss take at 7 o'clock.
Look at Viva Ronaldo.
We've got a few others as well here.
Go and check them out, man. Got loads of merch up there.
I made a sick Mason one. Put it on the screen.
Mace. Put the Mason on the screen, yeah. He's made a Mason one. We've got a Bruno Fernandes one. We've got a Donny van der Beek one. We've got an Edinson Cavani one. We've got a Ollie's Tricky's Reds one. We've got a lot, man. We've just go loads. And check it out, paddockmerch.com. Easy to remember. Joe Smith, where can people find you?
JoeSmith93 on Instagram and Twitter.
If you're not doing subscribe to the channel, make sure you're checking these two out at, what time did you say, sorry? 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
I think so, yeah.
7 o'clock for Premier League Piss Take, the funniest show. In the world. I've been Jay Moy. This has been the Paddock Podcast. Thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.